The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Herod was one of those who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. "I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's the feast of the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist, the only saint in the calendar who has a feast day both for his birth and for his death. Blessed Mother has something like that as well with her birth and with also with the Assumption, and you know, Jesus, he's in a category all by himself. So he's the only one. It turns out there's a third feast day of John the Baptist. It's just that it's not on our calendar. It's on the Eastern Church calendar, the conception of John the Baptist. But you know, here on the Feast of the Martyrdom of John the Baptist, I'd like to just give you a little thought about the freedom of John the Baptist and the slavery of Herod. See, so many of us have this false understanding of freedom in our culture, in our country. Ask people what freedom means, and they'll tell you that it means the ability to do anything you want, and that's not freedom. That's license. It is not freedom. Listen, freedom is a power. It's an ability to do what is right. And most people don't have that, right? They do what's popular. They do what's pleasant. They do what's easy, but they lack the ability to choose what is right. That's why John the Baptist, here on the Feast of his Martyrdom, is the one who shows us real freedom, even though he's a prisoner. And why King Herod is the real prisoner, even though he's the king. Now, just a couple thoughts for you today. You'd like to have real freedom? Just a couple of thoughts, okay? First, be very, very wary of how you seek after human respect. It's amazing how we seek after human respect, even people who don't think they seek after human respect. I guarantee you, they've got their own little group. Maybe it's their friends, maybe it's their family, maybe it's their club, whatever it might be. And they very much care for the respect of that group, even if they're clenched fist defiant against the rest of the world. Be very, very careful. People will seek after human respect more than they will seek after freedom from suffering and even from death, and it leads to every kind of sin. It's what led King Herod to kill John the Baptist. It makes me wonder what King Herod did to rise to the position of being king in the first place. You think if he was mighty king, he wouldn't care what people thought of him.
And yet he cares immensely what people thought of him, probably from a lifetime of caring what people thought of him, of ingratiating himself to others who were in power, of making easy compromises with the world, of choosing the path of least resistance. You know, Abraham Lincoln once said that a river chooses the path of least resistance. That's why it's crooked. Such is the life of one as John the Baptist and as King Herod. And such as those do not one day wake up to discover that they have a spine. He was afraid of losing his respect. He was afraid of losing his friends. He was afraid of losing his reputation. And so he committed a sin, the sin of murder, for the sake of human respect. Be very wary of seeking after human respect. And if you want to be wary of seeking after human respect, the other thought is, choose detachment. This is what St. John the Baptist had in spades. We've got to go back a month to the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola so I can remind you a little bit about what detachment means. It's the idea that all created things are given to you to lead you to God. Inasmuch as they lead you to God, they're good. Inasmuch as they keep you from God, they are harmful. Therefore, we are detached from all created things. John the Baptist learned detachment from a life of prayer and from a life of penance. It strengthened him his whole life long. To do things like to face down the Pharisees in the desert and say, "You brood of vipers, who told you to flee from the wrath that is to come?" It's what strengthened John the Baptist to be completely different from all those who were around him. He cared what God thought. And that took an incredible power of detachment. Would you like to develop that power? You choose it 1 minute at a time. You choose it 1 day at a time. You can choose today by voluntarily embracing penance, by voluntarily embracing prayer. And the more you do, the freer you'll get. And the more you chase after human respect, even if it's from your own little club, the more you'll lose that freedom. It's the feast of the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. And let's not forget that the word martyr means witness. It's the one who witnesses to the Lord that our world and our church so badly need right now to internalize what our Lord said to his apostles. If you keep my commandments, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. Let's ask for the prayers of St. John the Baptist to help us today. St. John the Baptist, pray for us.